Those songs, it's been a while, so I might be a little bit rusty. Welcome to the poor breaks. We were poor and then we moved to Illinois and we're not so poor anymore. Da 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 da. Nope.
And now
It's
we're the
supposed to
rich
be the poor
Reichs.
Reichs. Da 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 da. Not
It's funny, right? Not that
that
poor. I remember. I was funny because I didn't even think of that until just now. I remember something earlier. I was thinking. I was like, or because we thought about it before. I remember. I was thinking. Like we're still poor, but like.
Well, once, well, okay, so I got a
We're
job.
adjusting.
I got a job. My first day was Monday, so I haven't gotten my first paycheck yet. Once I get my first paycheck, we're gonna be like rolling in it. Because we'll have
We'll
doubled our
see.
income since we moved in. And once I get my second paycheck, we'll have tripled
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it.
yeah. So there's we're on a, I don't
Yeah.
know, a possible way up.
We're on a upward trajectory.
It seems like it could be good. I remember I was thinking, well, whatever, it doesn't matter, that might come up later. But anyways.
So I think the last time that we did our podcast was before we moved. Yeah, definitely before we moved. I think we hadn't even done one to celebrate the fact that we got a place, did we? Like, I think our last one was
No.
us talking about how we didn't get a
Yes.
house that we wanted.
Yes. That
So
was yes.
we'll start.
No, we were too busy.
Yeah.
Everything was nuts.
Yeah. So we
I
actually.
barely gamed. I barely played games. There was like a week
It was a
before
big deal.
moving. A week before we're moving, I was like, I have to play games, and I just fucking started playing games. And I streamed like for a couple of days because I was like, I can't take this anymore. I need to play. But no, it was very busy.
Yeah, so I think the last time we had streamed, oh, I remember it was we had put in an offer on. No, this was we didn't even stream about that. You did a video about it. We had put an offer in on what was the house you really liked? And then it didn't go
Underhill?
Underhill, and then the inspections were not good, so we decided we couldn't afford to live there. So we put in an offer on Knox because that was my next favorite. And they wouldn't let us do the mold inspection, so I thought that was iffy. Plus, it was in Elmwood, which was a little bit further away. If the house was sound, then it would have been fine. But just being too far away from like the city and everything didn't make sense if we were gonna need a lot of help. But that one had a washer and dryer. And then we tried to put an offer in on Margaret, but it was snapped up like
We
second day on the
were
market.
telling them that we want to put in an offer,
Yeah.
and
Oh
then they were
yeah.
like, nope,
Yeah.
already taken.
Yeah. And then we settled on a condo because it was the only thing that made sense in our price range. And it had a washer and dryer, it had air conditioning. It just kind of had everything, but it didn't have like a backyard or like privacy. So I was bummed. I actually cried when our offer was accepted.
That you did not tell me that. That's
Well, no, I
terrible.
didn't tell you that.
It's 'cause you
I'm
lied to me.
happy
I
now.
asked you. You fucking lied to me. Anyways, we actually kind of have a backyard in a way.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Not a backyard backyard,
Yeah.
but we've got a park right
With
outside
a view. We
our
have a
back
view.
door.
Yeah.
We can literally walk outside our back side door, whatever the heck that thing is
Yeah.
called, sliding door or
There's a
whatever.
little grassy knoll that leads up to a parking lot,
There's an actual
but
like park
from.
right here. I mean, I think of it as a park because it's a
It
big
is.
ass
And it goes
green
around. Like, it goes around to the front of the
lawn. It's
building
a
and the.
giant
Yeah.
lawn. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And there's trees. And, like, you can't see the parking lot that's up because it's, like, above the eye level. So
For
then.
where we're sitting.
Behind the parking lot is just more trees, so it just looks like from where we're sitting is just grass and then trees and then sky.
If the second you walk out there, or if you're not as short as my sister, you can see the parking
Well,
lot
I can
right
also see it from my
away.
room, which is the same view as the backyard or the back the side door. So,
It's really cool. I was
yeah.
actually gonna ask if you wanted to maybe like sometime do a picnic out here or fondue-y, you
Yeah.
know? I was like,
For
man,
sure.
because like I mean it's so perfect right here.
Probably over there where it's not as slopey, but yeah. But definitely
Well,
like an orchard.
there's a top part
Not really,
right in
because the
front of the
top
parking
part
lot.
leads right to the. Oh, okay.
No, there's lots of
Oh,
space.
okay.
There's lots of yeah. No, it's huge. The lawn over here. I'm telling you, we could put a giant pool up here. I was like, it was one of my thoughts like a week ago or so. I was like, I should ask I forget what they're called, but the people, you know, the HOA people,
If we
like,
can put a pool.
why don't we just do a community pool out here, man? It's a big ass area. It's perfect, man. It's perfect. I would love to put one in the ground too, like not like one of those up one, but one in there, you know, because it's such a nice little area that we live in, man. It's
It is
crazy.
beautiful. I am happier here than I expected to be when I was picturing myself living in a house.
Well, no, I mean, I still would have preferred, but I mean, this is closest to the house we've ever lived in.
Oh, yeah. Plus, it's actually nicer than the house we were living in before we moved here.
Way nicer.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, but initially I was not thrilled with the idea of sharing walls with people. But we haven't heard our no neighbors since we moved in,
Nobody.
and we've barely seen them.
I've wondered that. I'm like,
Yeah.
is everybody else just quiet?
I think that's just
I
good
think they're really,
insulation in between
yeah.
walls. It's not good insulation between the walls inside of here, because I can hear everything that's happening in every other room,
Oh, like between the
but
rooms, yeah.
not what the neighbors are up to. So
Yeah.
that's nice.
Might be really thick walls or something.
Once I was in the bathroom and I heard the neighbor over there laughing, so that's nice. But that was it. That's the only thing I've heard from them. Okay,
Hear them
so going
laughing through
back
the
to,
bathroom.
huh?
You could hear them laughing through the bathroom.
Well, they weren't in the bathroom. I think they were probably in their living room or something. But I was in the
Oh, I know,
bathroom, and I
but
could hear them
yeah, that's
laughing.
interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody yet. All right.
So yeah, back to chronological order. So we get our offer. Oh, so this place is actually listed for 55,000. Our loan was for 50,000, and our
Oh,
loan
yeah.
officer said that we could put in an offer for 52 if they agreed to pay $2,000 in closing costs. And so we did that, and they accepted the offer because it had been on the market for I think close to 2 months. So we were really lucky that
Yeah, because it's really nice.
it
It's
is
I
really
can't believe nobody got this place. Like, that's
yeah,
crazy.
it is a little rundown. If we could have afforded better, we probably would have went with
Well,
better. But I actually really
look,
like it.
it's the best place we've ever lived in, like
Yeah.
ever.
Yeah, it was above what we could afford, but yeah, we ended up getting it. And we only paid $1,080 to move in.
Which
Like, that
was,
was all of our
I
closing
forgot about that. It
costs.
was $9 less than our previous rent.
Yeah.
I wrote a story and even made a video about this what yesterday talking about my experience with the Section 8 in California.
Oh, yeah.
And a part of that story I was talking about how you always think of it as like our rent was $1,000 or whatever, and I always think of it as in the landlord's terms because I could see how much it actually
How much
was.
we still actually paying, yeah.
Yeah, besides Section 8 and stuff. So that's how I would think of it. So like our rent was 1,000, but it was 1,900 something or whatever.
I thought it was 1,800 when we left.
No, he kept raising it. No, it was over 1,900 before we were gone. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. No, and
And then
so
he had the nerve to be surprised or sad that we were moving. It was
we
like,
kept. I kept telling him. I kept
I
telling him
thought he
every
was
time he
trying to
raised
get
our
us to
rent.
move. I thought he
Yeah.
was trying to get us to move by raising the
I
rent
kept
all the
thinking
time.
that too, but I think he just knew he could make more money off of it.
Yeah,
That's all.
but he also kept thinking it was Section 8 paying it. It wasn't. We were paying above our
I told
voucher.
him every time. So she's talking about the voucher. Like because he kept telling us every time I told him, like, we cannot pay the difference. Like, we're not making more money and you keep raising our rent. And he kept saying, oh, just tell Section 8 or I'll talk to Section 8. And I kept telling him they already have a cap.
Yeah.
They're not gonna give us more assistance and you keep making us pay that difference. And he just whatever.
Yeah. So the way Section 8 works is like if you, like, say you have a voucher for like $850 a month, you're supposed to pay a third of your income, but if so say you make like $1,000 a month, your third of your income is 333. So you should pay 333. But if your voucher is above 850, then you have to pay 333 plus the difference between the voucher and the thing.
None
But
of what you're saying makes sense to me,
I know,
so hopefully someone understands
it's just like like if say if your voucher is $800 and the rent is $1,000, you're paying that two extra $100 yourself.
Yeah,
It's not
that makes
it
more
doesn't it's
sense.
not based on your income. Your
That's what
income
I
is based
understand.
on the voucher,
Oh,
not on the
yeah.
actual rent.
Well, that's where it gets tricky. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
it's.
So if we were both working, then we were able to afford the difference a little bit easier, but it just was really shitty when I wasn't working. It was usually me not working. But yeah, it was rough. But yeah, so
Look, we and yes, I also recognize that too. Like, I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to about it. I think it was, I even talked to Ruben about it last night and saying like I know I could work more hours, but I can't really like
yeah.
because I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah. So that's...
And...
You can't work any hours if you kill yourself.
The other thing was, you know, I've worked full-time for 30 years. Like, almost, what? Ah, damn, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Fuck. and we have no savings. Yeah. None. Could not save money. It was impossible where we lived. Like, it was impossible. So... Even, like, I mean, there was a time where you were, I think, didn't we both work full-time at one point?
Mm-hmm.
My mom got money from Social Security and stuff because she was disabled. So we had three different people's income and still could barely pay our fucking bills and rent.
Oh, well, mom was a spender.
I suppose. I don't know. I never paid attention to her spending habits.
I did because she was always borrowing money from me.
Oh.
And I didn't have any money saved until after she died. And then I suddenly ended up with $8,000. And I was like, where the fuck did this come from?
When was that?
That was 2010. So I'm in school. I'm getting my financial aid and I'm working part time. And all of a sudden, I'm not giving all my money to mom. And
you had money.
And I had money. I had, like, money to burn. So that's why I quit my job at
Smith. That was the first time we looked into moving, huh? Around there?
I think, yeah. I think I wanted... Was that then? Yeah, I think I wanted to go to Pueblo.
I remember we had money.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Pueblo, Colorado. It was the
same thing like you said. You're like, I don't know how I got money, but...
Yeah. So I thought we could either move and I could not work for 6 months, or we could stay where we were and I could not work for a year, which sounded nicer, at least immediately, because I was like, I just don't know if I can work again in 6 months, you know?
So anyways, the reason I want to clarify, be clear about that stuff is because the answer that anybody would give is, oh, you just need to work more, get another job, do more hours. And I'm just like, fuck you, man. You know, like, no.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only reason I've ever had any extra money, like, the reason we were able to, I was able to get that money is because of the financial aid from going to school. I had all that left over because my expenses were low. And the only reason we were able to move here is because I was getting unemployment. that was... more literally than what I was making when I was working full time.
The only reason. There's no other way.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
That's the only two times we've been able to save up enough money to be able to do anything. It's
kind of luck, weird shit, random, whatever. But
here's the thing is, like, we are not. Like, I have a friend who makes $30 an hour in LA, and she's still like. She's saving up to buy a house and stuff like that, but like, that's what you have to be making. It's not minimum wage people who are able to do that.
Actually really thriving or even surviving. Like,
yeah, here, you know, minimum wage is $10, but your rent is so much lower. You know, $7.50 was the apartment we were looking at, and that was a two bedroom. It was a nice size two bedroom. Mm-hmm. So if you're not supporting a family on minimum wage, then you can do pretty well here.
And that part of it, I think we remember talking about this. Like, I still can't get over the fact that you have to make three times the rent.
Yeah.
For them to accept your application.
That's, yeah.
Like, I remember my whole time I was like, I never made double, not ever.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck? But I'm an uneducated bastard, non-college graduating loser guy, whatever. Although, that's, like, you know, with the time, people are always talking about that, especially now. Because I remember people used to talk about it before. Was it, like, don't even go to college, like, go to trade school, which makes more sense.
Well, and it doesn't matter, because even if you went to college, I mean, you're in a better situation to get a better paying job, but you're not guaranteed one.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
There are people...
Well, no, but somebody's going to pick you over somebody else, though.
I guess. But I lucked into a really good job here, and it's $14 an hour, which is not... It's not huge, but it's definitely higher than minimum wage, and I like the job, so that's nice. Oh, but let's go back to chronological. So we get accepted for here, because this is the exciting part for me, is, like, we got to move in. How much are we paying a month in, like... mortgage plus HOA plus insurance.
Everything combined, I haven't actually done the full math yet, especially because electric and water are still not full.
No, I'm not counting that.
Oh, what are you talking about then?
Mortgage, HOA, and
insurance. I'm not talking about all bills, because everything's cheaper than our actual rent. That was
mortgage, HOA, and insurance.
I don't know how much the insurance is, because we paid it as part of the closing costs.
I think it's
the
first $7 year. A month.
It was, like, really cheap. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot.
So mortgage is $3-something.
Yeah, insurance is apparently
HOA
really
is $100. So we're, like, under $500 to to just
a month.
Yeah, a month just, for just to live here.
Rentish, you know, yeah. But mortgage.
And then we have the bills. So that's crazy. That's crazy. So that's the exciting part, is we got to get in here for less than $1,000. We didn't have to pay our mortgage for the first month. Did you anyway?
No.
Okay. Because you said you were thinking about it.
I would have, but no, I didn't, because they actually sent me, the lender sent me, like, stubs to send to them to pay off my mortgage, and it started in this month, so I couldn't even send them one for before.
So we got to, like, move in for $1,080 and then live here for a month. We did pay HOA the first month, right?
Mm-hmm,
yes. Yeah. So for the first month, we paid $100. Or $1,100 total, I guess.
To move in and start.
Yeah. Or $1,180, yeah. Crazy. Crazy. But it cost us more to get our stuff here.
Yes.
We had our friend Jesse.
Oh my gosh. It would have cost even more, though. It would have cost so much more.
No, it would have cost the same, but we would have had to leave a lot of stuff behind.
Really?
Yes.
I should have just done that then.
No.
A friend drove us, though, all the way across the freaking country.
Just happened to have Jeremy just happened to have had a friend reach out and reconnect right before we were moving.
Like 2 months before we actually ended up doing the move or whatever. It was very recent.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, you're moving, anything I can do, just let me know. And
I told Crystal, I was like,
Jeremy came and told me that. I was like, can you drive us across the country?
No, my instant reaction was like, what? So I don't remember. I just remember thinking there's no way, right? And I was like, well, might as well ask him. Like, whatever, really.
So, because we needed somebody to drive the U-Haul. So initially we're going to have the drive the U-Haul. And then...
either way, we were going to have a friend. We were hoping that a friend would actually be able to drive us there.
Well, my first plan was...
train rides, planes.
Our first plan was the U-Box.
Oh, yeah.
To send, two U-Boxes here ahead of us, and just try to figure out how to live without our stuff for 2 weeks and get here by train or plane. And actually, it would have cost less if we'd taken the plane. But the train would have let us take our, like, computers and stuff, the stuff we would need within the 2 weeks.
Mm.
So we were looking at the train. I was also looking at Greyhound. And then at the end of the day, it kind of just ended up working out that, like, if we just took a U-Haul, then two of us could go in the U-Haul. Like, one of us and a friend could go in the U-Haul, and then the other one could just fly there. And we could all get to here together with our stuff. And then Jesse came into the picture. He's like, I'll help. And I was like, great, can you drive a U-Haul? He's like, sure, why don't I just drive you in my truck and we can rent a trailer? I was like, cool, the trailer would cost like $1,000 less than the U-Haul. But the trailer I was looking at was from U-Haul, and it was like still like $2,300. And he's like, I can rent you a trailer for $500. And I was like, okay, let's do that. So we paid him $1,000 as a thank you to drive us, which is way underpaid, but much appreciated. And we paid $500 for the trailer. And then we paid, I think it was... it was initially $400, and I sent him another $900, so $1,300 in gas.
Right, that was a lot for gas.
But the gas was to get here and back.
Yeah,
doubled what it cost to get here, and it would have cost less to get back because he didn't have a huge load. So whatever was the difference, he would get to keep, which is fine, because then he could cover, like, food and lodging on the way there. I also paid for lodging and food on the way here, and lodging was about, let's say, $150 a night, and we did 3 nights, so that's... another $450. So approximately for lodging. So it cost us, well, let's see, it was a $1,500 plus another, so $2,300 to move here. And then we had money left over when we got here. I still had like $2,000.
Which we weren't expecting.
No. No. And we actually thought that the closing cost was going to be much higher. So that's another reason I thought we were going to be leaving a lot of our stuff behind. I was thinking that the closing cost would be $4,000 or $5,000. And then maybe we could bring some of our stuff with us. But we ended up being able to bring most of it, because the trailer that Jesse got was 20 feet. So we just threw everything in the trailer and came here. We left like very few things behind.
I think you actually slept through... like, a part in that trip where he saved our lives with his driving.
Oh, no, I was there. I was hearing it.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
It was so nuts.
I could hear you reacting. I couldn't see anything. I did have my eyes closed.
I really wish I had my camera on. It was nuts. There was a semi in front of us. Their tire blew out.
Oh.
And they just had shit just flying.
Oh, maybe I was asleep during that.
Actually, like, swerved. We were, the trailer behind us was going like this.
Uh-huh.
And Jesse was like, and I was just like, holy fuck, man.
$1,000 wasn't enough.
It was crazy, man. Yeah, it was nuts. But we actually, like, and I really, we didn't expect to have anything when we got here.
No.
Money-wise.
Yeah, and I'm down to $500, so it's a good thing I got a job. Because I checked yesterday. I was like, how much have I spent since I got here? Oh, $1,500? That sounds about right.
The fuck did you buy?
I don't know. Food, mostly.
Oh. Man, food's expensive.
Hungry. Yeah, that is a lot to spend in a month, isn't it?
Yes. No, that's fucking ridiculous. I don't know how the fuck you pulled that shit off. You gotta let me manage your account, man. I would never let you spend your money.
Yeah, that's why I'm not letting you manage my account. I like spending money.
Buddy.
Like toilet paper, paper towel holder.
Not in a month. Are you serious? You spent $1,500 a month? Something went fucking wrong.
I can't remember. I think, we had $1,600 when I checked when we got here. So it wasn't $1,500 because I'm down to, so it was $1,100.
And then we got like a little bit of furniture, right? Like $100 for the lamps.
Going to to and from the hospital, to and from work. Yeah, that adds up real fast. Mm-hmm. So
I know we've got like little things. I don't remember what else we got besides these two lamps, which what they were like $40 each, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus we, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so we're here now. And then health-wise, I was having some issues when we first got here. Before we left, we didn't talk about this. Before we left, I ended up in the emergency room because I was having an issue. Got a blood transfusion. Made me feel much better. And then we came home and I was still really tired, so I had hired a couple of people from Facebook come over and help pack. Actually, it just turned out to be Christina, who I already knew. And then Paige came over and helped for free, which was really nice. And then Jesse's kids came over and helped the last day.
Yeah, his kids are amazing.
Yeah. And yeah, so, I mean, honestly, I didn't pack after I got back. Like, I went to the hospital, I think it was on Tuesday. And then I was just like, I came home on Wednesday, but I was so tired. And I was like, I can't do this. And we only had like Thursday and we were leaving on Monday.
No, the whole thing was horrible, especially at the end.
Yeah.
Could last day, 2 days before we actually left.
Yeah, fucking it was
a nightmare. I died. Nope, my body stopped working.
Yeah.
It stopped fucking working.
Yeah.
It shut down, man.
Whew.
Yeah.
So,
I literally, like, I was in my chair, and I remember I don't remember what I was doing. I might have been playing a game. I might have been watching a show. I don't remember. I don't think I was playing a game, so I was pretty fucking tired. No, everything was packed. No, everything was packed except for, like, the last bits. Yeah. So I didn't have a TV or nothing, but, I was just sitting there resting, and I was in my chair, my desk chair, not this one, not one where I could just lay back and recline and whatever, but the desk chair, and I was holding my body up in the chair with my legs, with my feet and stuff, you know, and I realized I couldn't keep doing that because I was like, it's too much. My whole body's fucking just, I couldn't move. I didn't want to move. I was seriously like in a weird position when I was sitting in my chair and I knew I couldn't keep sitting there. I literally just kind of just slid down. Like I couldn't grip any, I slid the fuck down really slow because I couldn't grab anything.
Yeah.
I could not grab anything for stability, so I just kind of slid as slow as I could, and I was expecting the chair to fall on me and shit, but didn't. But no, and then I just laid on the floor for like 2 hours.
Yeah, and I like had promised that I'd be home way sooner, and then it ended up taking so long.
You know, that happens.
We had like a fight during the day, and then I was all stressed out, so, like, I ended up screaming at you, even though, like, and then we both apologized, but then, like, I was trying to lay down and rest and then go back to packing, but you were just, like, up, just, like, throwing things around and stuff, so I left. And then I went down to like a block down and just like sat in a restaurant and cried. And then Cherie showed up because it was like our last night there. And she we just like she ordered a sandwich and I ate her fries and half her sandwich. And then we went to In-N-Out to get you a burger to bring home. But God, that whole process took like an hour and a half just to get checked out and to get you a fucking burger. And by the time I was felt so bad the longer it took. So it's like I just want to get him a fucking burger and bring it home. And then like I was like, he's just waiting for me, and I told him I'd be back like as soon as possible. And that was like an hour and
Now is in
whatever
no
ago.
rush.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like it so I come home and Jeremy's just on the floor. I was like, your bed's right there. Well, you didn't even have too
My
much
bed
stuff
had
on
a
it.
little bit of stuff on it.
Yeah.
No, I no, I, no. Well, the reason, yeah, no, I forgot. Yeah, because there was enough stuff on it for me not to be able to actually like clear it and then get on it, and that's why I just fucking dropped.
Yeah, so Sheree and I came in and we finished
Because
like
the only way I could have got that stuff off my bed was like, I don't even know if I could have. I couldn't move. Like, I was next to my bed, and I was not willing to clear my bed. No, it was horrible.
Yeah, so Sheree and I cleared off your bed and then you laid down. Well, you ate like half your burger and laid down. And then
You haven't eaten a lot of food in a long time.
we finished cleaning up. Yeah.
Been like 3 months since I've had like a real.
Meal.
Yeah, well,
And
no,
then
I did
you.
have one when we came here. After we got here, remember at one of the restaurants, I think. I didn't have a full meal finally.
Yeah.
But even now, I'm still not eating regularly and stuff.
No. No, and you threw up what little you ate yesterday, so. So we might be going to the
I had
ER
like,
for this one over
yes,
here.
possibly. I had like 6 pieces of bacon yesterday, but I was thinking, I was like, I wonder if my body was cleansing that shit, because I had a really good exercise, yesterday. So maybe my body was like, well, you had a really good exercise, now you're healthy, we gotta get rid of this shit.
So you had a banana
A little
today.
bit of a cleanse there, I don't know.
You do? How are you doing with that banana?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
No, it's, yeah, it's been weird. It's been really, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. I can't. It's really hard to tell if I'm actually sick or if I'm just literally super badly physically sick from anxiousness. I don't know if I have a cold or a sickness or am I actually just.
I don't feel like your anxiousness is any worse than what it was before. So I think you probably, there's just
Why would you
something wrong
not
with
think
you.
that? Everything is worse.
How?
Everything in my fucking brain is worse. Everything. By like a million.
Why is it worse by a million? Our situation is better.
That's what it's because it's all mental shit, you know? All right, that's what I'm like.
So what I'm saying is that the stress level should be lower than at least when we were like,
Oh, well,
I
no,
don't know if
it's
we're gonna be able to make
that
it through
in
the.
there. No, bills are at least the bill thing is not something I'm stressing over.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. There's a
So
lot of
I
things
think,
wrong
yeah,
with
I
me.
think that you have a physical problem and it's probably affecting your mental health as well.
Maybe. I don't know.
So we need to get you to a doctor. So we'll call the guy who got me set up for Medicaid and make you an appointment. Get you a doctor's appointment.
We still haven't gotten our updated
Oh, right, we
IDs
need
for
to go to
living
the
in a new
DMV.
state.
Yeah. But they accepted my California ID when
Well,
I
duh,
signed
yeah.
up
But
for
they
my
know you
job,
moved
so.
and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need
It just
newer
had to be
IDs.
a valid state ID, so they didn't really care where it was from. That was cool. Oh, I got a job. So that's cool. I've got a job. I did an interview not this past Monday, but the Monday before that, and I tried to do it the Monday before that, but they had to reschedule it because they had a COVID scare in the office. So I was literally in the office. They're like, "You gotta go."
I forgot about that. You went in for an interview,
Went in
right?
for an interview, like showered
And
and
they
everything.
were like, somebody screwed up and came in with COVID.
So they're like,
We're shutting
we'll
down.
call and reschedule you. I was almost like, bruh, can we just do the interview? Here, we'll do it outside. I don't care. But I was like, okay. And then so she scheduled me for the following Monday. And then I heard back on Thursday. And he's like, can you come in on Monday? I was like, yeah. I didn't think that I did very well on the tests because the tests were an Excel spreadsheet test where you just like move things over, and it took me really long. I don't know, it didn't seem like it took me that long, but I had 10 minutes. I only moved like 13 things. Oh, he had to arrange them too. And then
Oh shit, I messed up so bad.
what
You know what I did?
are we not recording?
No, we're streaming on my channel, I think.
Oh, your regular channel.
Yeah. That's my bad. I'm sorry. We might have even had a visitor in the channel and I didn't know it because we're streaming to the wrong freaking channel. Oh my gosh, I'm an idiot. I had everything set up and I only just remembered that right now. Yeah, see, I'm live and I'm an idiot. Okay, so ha if anybody happened to have been there this whole time, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Holy crap, I'm so sorry. That's ridiculous. I had just set up our new channel, but I didn't set up the stream key to go to the correct channel. So, anyways, very sorry about that. Go ahead and continue. Very sorry. Got us. I just realized right now, I was like, I wasn't like surprised we didn't have any viewers, but I was like, I was looking at, I was like, why isn't our stream live? Like, where's my stream at? Okay. So sorry to interrupt you there. I know
No worries.
that was weird.
So I got a job. I actually was really bummed when I didn't do well on the test, 'cause there was the Excel spreadsheet test. And then there was the InDesign test, and I did really badly on that one, and he even gave me 5 extra minutes. I could like do the basic things, but it was taking me so long. So I was like, there's definitely gonna be somebody more qualified than me who's gonna get the job, but f and that's true. But fortunately, he hired 4 people instead of 3, so I ended up squeaking in. But actually, I was yesterday. I was like, I did so poorly on a test. I'm just so grateful I got this job. And he was like, why do you keep saying you did poorly on the test? I was like, because I did. He's like, but who told you that? I was like, me. He was like, you all did basically this about the same this as well as each other, except for Alex, who aced it. And Alex is the one who has the most experience with like creating. Oh, my job is I work in the layout department of a place that makes event ca catalogs for high school sports. And so Alex is the one who used to work at a print shop, and he is used to using InDesign. So he was the one who did the best on the test, and the rest of us are all. Yeah, but I mean, it's cool because it's I like the job. You get to play around on the computer all day, and you don't have to really talk to anybody except for the few people who are around you, so that's nice. And everybody's wearing a mask. Oh, they put up plastic shower curtains
What?
in between our, because we're like at a long desk. It's not really cubicles, so they put it plastic curtains, plastic like see-through curtains in between us
Fuck is
to
this?
keep us safe from COVID.
Meme continues. All right, I have to relog.
Well, I'm not talking to anybody but you right
Well, I meant as I'm listening.
now.
But also, what? I don't have access to my own channel. See, everything got all screwed up because I had to forget to put in the correct stream key.
Well, you could have just finished streaming on here.
Oh, look, here's the one true villain said some stuff. You're in a Rocket League category. Yep. Okay, so yeah, we did miss somebody. That
But
one's funny.
he was talking about Rocket League, so I guess that's all right.
He was telling me that my stream title was said Rocket League when
Oh.
it wasn't supposed to. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, so this kind of sucks. It's weird because I definitely meant to have it on the regular channel or the other channel, whatever. What is happening? Why is this so broken? Oh my gosh. Anyways. They got a new job.
So I got a new job and I like it. And I'm working 4 days, 10 hours a day. So it's 40 hours a week, but I get 3 days off.
Yeah.
So today's my day off, and then so Jeremy's days off are Thursday and Friday. My days off are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we both have Friday off, so we can hang out and do a stream.
Yep. That was her idea too, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. Well, 'cause like for me, I just it's weird for me to like listen to a podcast and not be able to see the people. Drives me kind of crazy.
Isn't that how podcasts were invented?
Yes, but that's not necessarily how they go now. A lot of them
Oh,
like record
I know.
themselves.
Every it seems like everybody's on video now.
Yeah, so I just figured that would be better. That's my leg, by the way. It's not my stomach. I was like, what
did it look like?
My stomach? Yeah, it looks like my stomach popping up.
Jeez.
So I think we're caught up. Oh, you did. You found a friend.
There's so much shit. What are you even talking about?
Well, we caught up on our move and me getting a job.
I didn't know we were catching up on the move in the first place. I thought we were just going to talk.
That's like, what I said.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I didn't realize that was the only conversation you had.
No, we also want to talk about your friend and playing frisbee golf.
No, we don't.
Why not?
I don't know. I went and played frisbee golf with a new friend.
Jeremy joined a Discord server that's for Peorians, and...
Yes. I joined a Discord server for Peorians.
Peorians, and he found a friend named Ruben, and they went and played frisbee golf yesterday. He came and got you at 4:30, you guys got home around 7:30?
Did we?
6:30?
That seems early. No. Was it that early?
It was pretty early. I mean, I got home at like around 6.
I was exhausted. I was dead fucking tired, man. I can't believe we were only gone for 2 hours.
Maybe it was 7. It was fairly early. And then he hung out for a little while, so he was here until 9 o'clock. And then he went to bed, and then I stayed up a little bit, and then I went to bed.
Oh, I fucking hate everything.
Same.
Alright, let's see this work. Anyways, yeah, no, Dark Alchemy was the one who, combo, who even found that Discord for me. It's funny, I was actually telling the dude, his name's Ruben, I don't remember what I had said, I think, like, a couple weeks ago or so, I was in the Discord and I said, I just said something. I was like, I can't remember what I said. I was like, I need to get out. As you know, if anybody wants to hang out or some shit, that's all I said in the chat. I was like, I don't have a car. I don't drive. I need to get out and hang out if anybody wants to hang out. And then I think he messaged me and said he would, you know, and he wanted to hang out and stuff, whatever. So we had little small discussions and then I ended up doing it. And I remember when I went to go hang out with him, I told you this last night. Because this was just last night, right? Like, he mm-hmm. came in and hung out for a little bit, which was cool. But I told him when we met and hung out and stuff, I was like, this is the first time I've ever done this. You know, I never met somebody off the internet like that before, you know? Like, I've met a couple people, but not like that. Not like having not really known them before or anything. Just on the spot, kind of just like, there's a random person in a Discord channel that lives over here and let's go hang out, you know? Like, so that was cool though. And I told him that and he said, oh yeah, I've done it since the internet came out. And I thought that was very interesting. I was like, damn.
How old is he? Do you know?
No, I didn't ask. He's probably around our age.
He's though. Around our age. I think he's probably a little younger.
Like late 30s or something.
Yeah.
Mid to late 30s.
He said he's a Chicagoan, so he actually lived closer to... He said a suburb of Chicago, and then only moved here. When did he say he moved here?
I don't remember.
Only in the last couple years, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was, yeah, it's from Chicago.
Well,
one of our movers, he had made jokes about that, how, like, people from Peoria would say that they were from Chicago when they're not from Chicago, you know? And I thought that was funny, too, because everybody that we ever talked to before, when we talked about we were moving to Peoria, Illinois, everybody yeah. said Chicago. Oh, you're going to Chicago. And Crystal kept going, no.
Chicago's 2 hours away.
It's past Chicago. Every time. So I thought it was funny because
especially because Rents kept talking about the crime rate. He's like, the crime rate in Chicago. I'm like, who cares?
We're not going to Chicago. We did go through it, though. We did go through it.
We didn't.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
They're north.
I thought we went through them.
No.
We went through part of it. No, we went through part of Chicago. I remember because I saw the signs as we drove through.
Yeah, we probably saw signs that said how far Chicago was, but we didn't go through Chicago. Because we basically came directly from whatever the state next door is, I think.
Jesse said so. Oh, I'll ask him whatever.
I don't think we came through Chicago because we're lower down. We went, like, that way.
Hmm. I don't know. I thought he said something about it. I don't know. I remember seeing a bunch of stuff. Whatever. Anyways, I just thought that was funny because everybody we talked to that we said we're coming here, and they said, "Oh, Chicago." And no. And then one of the movers was making fun of people that do that.
Yeah.
He was making fun of the people here that do that.
He was also roasting you because he was, he pulled out Jeremy's green screen. He was like, "Does everybody from California required to have one of these?"
I don't understand the roast, though. I thought it was funny, but I didn't, like, think of it as, like, some kind of insult or something, you know? I just thought it was more odd. Like, what kind of a question is that?
He was teasing you.
But I didn't know why. I didn't understand it. I thought it was funny. I didn't know what was funny about it, though.
Because,
I just thought it was funny because it was weird.
I think he doesn't associate green screens with screaming. He associates it with, like, acting.
Oh, so, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Nah, yes. Actually, you know what's funny? I didn't even realize that. That's a good point. Yes. Paul, who's our HOA guy, or one of them, the president or whatever, he's stepping down. When he came over, he saw the green screen too, and he lit up because he's apparently into lighting studios and whatever and stuff like that. I forget exactly what it was. He was like, "Oh man, are you in the business or whatever?" I can't remember what I was like, No, I just do some streaming on Twitch or whatever. And he said, "Are you known?" And I said, "Nope." Nobody.
Known by few, loved by many.
Known by few, loved by few.
That's not a bad ratio.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to be loved by many when you're known by few.
It's not true. If you're famous, not a lot of people know you, but they think they love you.
I see.
That's still my knee.
No, it's not.
My foot. How's your splinter?
Oh, I guess it came out.
It came out? Good.
So when I went to Frisbee Golf yesterday, I wore my sandals. I wasn't sure because the heat here, the weather is, you know.
I was expecting grass, honestly. I never played Frisbee Golf, so I thought you'd be on grass.
It was grass. It's in a park.
Oh, okay.
But some of it has wood chips for pathing and the bases and whatever have wood chips too. So, but as some of the, they have a bridge that's like, completely gone. They tore the bridge down and whatever, and so they have like all this different paths that they also used wood chip stuff for. But no, they have wood chips around like the the tees where you throw the, you know, from, and then around, also around the actual cage where you throw the frisbee to.
There's a cage.
It's a
because you can't. I was trying to figure
it's
out.
It's not a hole. Yeah,
I've never played frisbee golf, and I'm like, how are they going to get it into that little hole?
it has like the similar rules and everything, uh-huh. But with the frisbee, and instead of a hole, you have like this little thing that stands out of the ground, and it has like a little cage thing so that the frisbees can land in it and whatever. It has little chains that they can link into and stuff.
Is it like wide spaces like on a real golf course, like Like, there's usually, like, a nice 5-minute walk in between.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's a real park and course and whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So, you're at the first hole, and you, like, throw your frisbee, and then you have to pick it up where it lands and then throw it again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much exactly like golf, but with throwing the frisbee instead, yeah.
How good was your aim? Did you do
it? I can't even throw. I could throw for like 10 feet maybe at the most and shit. I had such a hard time. I was like, I did not know how weak I was. But I mean, I haven't thrown a frisbee since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
You know?
I was never good at it.
Although, no, I did go disc golfing with Jonathan and Rob.
Yeah.
But that was still back in high school.
Yeah.
That was, you know, a long time ago. But no, I haven't done anything in a long time. So yeah, just walking through the place was enough by itself. Like, which was fine. I wanted to go and I loved it. Like, I'll definitely go again. But as far as like throwing the frisbee, I could not throw it for shit. I did get a little better by the time we were done, but I couldn't even finish. I didn't finish like the last three holes. I think I stopped at hole 16 because I couldn't even throw.
There's 19 holes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, 18. I think it was 18. I don't know. Okay. I forget. So I just couldn't, like, I sucked at throwing, but like, at the point where I was so tired, I couldn't even just throw it badly. So I was just like, I can't do anymore. I'm fucking done. I could, because like my shoulder, my arm, everything was just dead. You know, my whole body was like exhausted. And then after we were coming back to the car from the hole, because it's a little bit far away from the car or whatever, the parking spot. Not super far, but we had to walk. And I had to take a few minutes. I had to stop because came up these hills because there was a hill back up.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like super steep or anything, but I was really tired. And I Didn't realize I was going to try to keep coming on, and then I just sat down. I was like, never mind. I'm going to sit down.
Was there a bench, or did you sit on the ground?
No, no, like a little curb on the sidewalk.
Or okay.
No. No, I at first I had just stopped for a second to get a breath. I just like kneeled down and just was taking a breath, and then I was gonna get back up and start walking, and then as soon as I did, I was like, that's not happening. I was all dizzy and shit, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had forgotten about that too. No, it was I mean, that was probably as equal to the moving what it did to my body.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're still sore today.
I mean, I can feel it, but it's not as bad as okay. The actual moving one was.
Yeah, moving was, yeah, you probably,
but it,
you probably wrenched your back pretty good.
It was working. Really, like, what, exertion or something?
Exertion.
Yeah, it was
exerting.
Nuts. But mostly the only reason is because I haven't done anything for a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's been like 20 years since I've ever actually done a real kind of activity of some kind.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, no, so my body is you know, shut down because I haven't kept it going and stuff, but, you know, so it's cool.
Are you glad you went?
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Does he do that regularly, like, frisbee golf, or was it just like, oh, this is a thing we can do together?
I think he said he does it, like, once a month, or he does it casually, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, so, he probably just whenever he's in the mood. He does a lot of shit, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
No, he was telling me how he also plays the guitar. And he likes to work on with wood.
Okay.
Makes wood stuff or something. I don't know. And a lot of stuff. He's a coder. He's a engineer. So he's also like a computer expert type.
Wow.
Like shit that he was telling me. I was like, geez.
He's a good friend to have.
So he,
we
yeah.
We can use him for all kinds of
things. Jeez. Man, well, when you think like that, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, he's cool. Yeah, so, like, when he was dropping me off, it was funny, because I'd never had that feeling before, where he was dropping me off at home, and we were done, and we were hanging out and stuff, and I was like, you want to come in? And I was like, the first time I ever was like, could actually feel like I could invite somebody into my home.
Mm-hmm.
Like a normal thing. It was weird. I was like, I'm inviting somebody into my house. Holy shit, I've only seen that in TV.
And I tried to feed you guys, but you weren't hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, we had, you know, we hung out with friends before. We'd go to people's houses and all that. But it was different this time. It was different because, like, before we'd have to have permission from the mom and the family. And make sure everything was okay, whatever, you know. And this time I was just like, oh, I'm just inviting somebody in just because. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That was literally the first time I've ever done that. It was funny. Anyways, yeah, I'm still pretty tired, though. My head's tired.
You can take a nap?
No. I'm not good at naps. I don't nap unless I pass out, so...
Yeah. Well, you weren't sleeping well before we moved. Have you been sleeping okay since we got here?
I think so. I don't know. I have not gotten, like... full sleep in a long time, so I get like enough sleep hour wise, but I never feel rested, you know?
I wonder if you have sleep apnea. Well, something's making you tired, so we gotta figure it out.
I thought that was the whole point of exercise and going out and stuff.
I mean, that's part of it, but if there's something that's making you tired, like, if it's, like, a thyroid or hypoglycemia or something, then that's going to make you tired. It's going to make you not want to go out. And then when you do go out, you're going to get tired more easily. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's see. It started at, what, 1:30 or something?
I don't remember.
Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I thought we were going to chill. I don't know. We watched Loki. Shit.
We did watch Loki. Loki was disappointing.
See, it was disappointing for you. I liked it.
Well, the ending was so bad.
It wasn't bad. It just sucks that it was a, you know, what's it called? A cliffhanger. I liked it. I thought it was cool. You know, especially for like a 6-episode, why the fuck would you cliffhang a 6-episode series, you know?
Why would you have a 6-episode series unless it was going to be like just a long movie?
No, well, I mean, it's kind of like Netflix started doing that too with like a lot of their early shows. Like when, Daredevil, Punisher, Jessica Jones, those first seasons were all like, what, between 7 and 9 episodes, weren't they?
I think they were a little more than that.
Oh. So I know they got longer, like, well, usually each season. But I did notice that every time they were bringing out new shows that were kind of exclusive or whatever, they were testing the water. They would do smaller amounts of episodes because they were trying to see if people would actually watch it and stuff. But to do a cliffhanger after a 6 episode, like, they did not think that through.
No.
Like, that's just dumb.
And there was so much exposition, and it was just like, ugh.
But I liked it, though.
You know, it's hard not to like Loki as a character. And especially the girl Loki, she was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And Alligator Loki is my favorite. But, oh my god, my favorite character was the guy in the prison. Wait, was that the movie? That was the movie.
Ragnarok. The dude that talks kind of funny or whatever.
The British guy.
The really sweet, like,
yeah,
demon looking guy or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, the very cheerful like guy. It's like, well, I'm gonna die. I can't do an Australian accent. That's a good
character. Thor Ragnarok. I remember, but I was funny because I told you, I said I wouldn't even bother. It was kind of like how I felt with was it the Avengers?
Yeah.
I think? Yeah, where it's like I wouldn't even watch the first movie or whatever. but I felt that way about the Thor movies. We ended up watching all three of them together.
Yeah.
One and two first, and then we watched Ragnarok, and she was like, why is this like
so much better?
And I said that the whole time. I was like, the first two movies are nothing, like they're garbage, like, compared to the third one.
I think the first one I liked okay. The second one I just sat through and just waited for it to be over. And then the third one was like, what? It might have been reversed on the first two. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I think the first one was okay. The second one was very boring, and then the third one was great.
Yeah, well, you just kind of said I liked the second one.
I can't remember.
It was kind of. I think the second one was just kind of one of those ones where you, like, the story you would seen like a million times. It was the one where I guess the girl got possessed or some shit.
Oh yeah,
she had that like spirit in her or some crap. You know,
God, yeah, just erase that one.
Yeah, so like I actually liked the story of the character itself, evil character, but not the whole, the way they did it, you know?
At first, it started out, like, pretty interesting, and then it was like, oh, okay, so they're just going in the same direction of every sci-fi thing that you've ever, whatever.
Which is kind of, I'm not surprised. You can't really, like, you know, all you can do is do your take on something and you know, hope it's better.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why Ragnarok is so much better than that one, or the first one even.
Yeah, well, no, that's what's funny is I had said this years ago too. Not like years ago, but like as the movies have come out, they have each series has gotten better. You know, even the Avengers, right? Like, and I still.
Yeah, and
those are not the best, but they've gotten better. Over, you know, each. You know, the further they've come, they are good movies, but...
Yeah.
My favorite is still Age of Ultron.
Did we watch Iron Man 3 together yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, remember, that was the one where Pepper got in the suit
fought
the dude?
Yeah, she was awesome.
That movie's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. I can't believe he gave him his address.
The news, that shit was so funny.
What a moron.
I thought it was funny because,
like, how do you not expect somebody to come blow up your fucking house if you do that?
That's what's funny about that. I was cracking up because I was like, holy shit, they actually did it. Because I remember when I saw him doing it, I was like, oh, he's just sounding like a bad, he's just whatever.
Like, you just they're not expecting, actually, like, I was one not guy to just walk down the driveway.
I wasn't expecting them to actually go and attack him as part of the story for the movie to actually come to his home and blow it up. I was like, holy crap,
wow.
That's freaking cool. Because I thought he was just being just a prick, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just being all cocky and stuff. But that actually happened, and I was like,
I'm glad there was a consequence for that, because that was like...
That was good. That was really well written, yeah.
This one dude just, like, knocking on the door. He said, you wanted to talk?
Well, no, I just figured that nothing would happen. You know, he was just saying that to push buttons or whatever, right? But I assumed he would have gone after them or whatever. But no, yeah, well, that was pretty cool. But yeah, each of those movies have gotten better, you know, for the most part. And the shows especially, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I really liked WandaVision. We didn't like the Falcon.
I still never went to. I am not going to finish that show.
We got like 20 minutes boring. Into the first episode, I think.
And I actually tried to go back and watch more. And it's, and I'm not surprised because I didn't like any of the Captain America movies. the only thing about Civil War I liked was that badass fight scene.
Okay, and Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was the best part of that whole movie.
Yes, and then because we had already watched WandaVision, that helped us see the backstory, so I liked that part too.
Mm. That was why we watched them.
Yeah.
I regretted taking you through that one though. I forgot how boring it was. I was like, oh my god, I was like, I knew that they would like the Spider-Man scene, but I forgot how boring the rest of that movie is.
Well, it's just frustrating too, the conflict between Tony and Captain America is like,
it's pretty stupid.
I understand that the conflict makes sense to both to each character, but the fact that they doubled down and tripled down so quickly and just were so ready to fight each other was so frustrating to watch.
I would hope and assume that that's just because they couldn't fit more writing into it, maybe? Like,
it's such a long movie.
Yeah, because it's all action, though. That's with all those movies, especially Avengers. Like, it's so much action. Like, you know, they're 30-minute fight scenes and stuff.
All you need is, like, a line. It's like, bro, I don't want to fight. Bro, I don't want to fight you either. You know? And then put them in a situation where they have no choice but to fight.
Ah, yes.
Instead of immediately choosing, like, you're on the other side, okay, I'm gonna sign it, and you're gonna be wrong, and I'm gonna walk away, and then we're gonna fight like a couple of fucking assholes. Oh, and then, like, this guy magically murdered your mother, so now you have an extra reason to be mad.
Magically murdered? That's not magically murdered. They link the stories. Oh, that's funny. Magically murdered.
What a coinkydink.
Yeah.
And when the timing of when he finds out, right? Another coinkydink.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Well, that's what's funny about that, because what the reason I especially get a kick out of that is because I used to love shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, I used to love that shit when I had to, you know, like, it used to be cool. Now
it used to be new.
But that's because it's only because we're old. Like, the younger audience are going to be like, holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw somebody come back from the dead, I was very mesmerized and surprised and happy. But now that I've seen it 7 million times, it doesn't surprise me anymore, and I don't care.
Yeah, it's definitely different for us being older and all that. That's something I didn't even realize until, not realize, but I didn't give much thought to it. I think we had a discussion about it a while back. I don't remember when exactly or what, but you were the one that made me remember and, like, think about how, you know, the real reason that I'm so fed up with all this, these certain stories I've heard and read and seen a million times, are in the games, same thing with the games, the same thing, is just because I'm old and I've seen it all, played it all, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I always say that too, like, especially when it comes to, like, sequels, and people complain about sequels where it's like, it's the same thing, you know, and I'm like, well, it's enhanced, you know, like, that's what most sequels are, you know, they just improve what was already there. And give you, like, an updated or newer story or whatever. But it's still not anything that hasn't really been done before, you know? Like, I don't know.
There's still a way to make it satisfying. Otherwise, Thor Ragnarok and Iron Man 3 wouldn't be so much better, and and Avengers 3 wouldn't be so much better than the other movies.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying they can't be. What I'm saying is, like, we can't, like, expect everything to not have been, to not recognize. Like, there isn't anything, there is no story that I almost can never predict, you know? I'm surprised when I'm like, oh, holy shit, there's something different, but no matter what, that's so rare, you know? Like,
I mean, I'm not even necessarily, like, I don't need to be surprised, I just need to be invested.
Yeah.
So the stakes have to be appropriate to the situation and appropriate to
that's
the character.
That's why I don't mind when...
And there have to be consequences that are appropriate to the thing that happens. So, like, when Tony Stark tells a terrorist, hey, this is my address, and the terrorist comes and blows up his entire fucking house and almost murders him and his girlfriend, you're like, And destroys all of his suits.
Yeah.
Here. Then, like, that's an appropriate consequence, and that makes you, like, believe in the story and be invested in it. Like, but, like, setting it up so that we have a mild argument, and then all of a sudden we're fighting each other to the death, like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's poorly done. Poorly done.
I hated that movie from the start.
And that was the Thor Ragnarok where Hulk was fighting with Thor in the arena. That was so cute.
And when Thor,
them fighting when he each comes other out when hilarious. They reveal
Hulk and he's like, hey, I know this guy. And the crowd's like.
And the Hulk's like.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. That's
you funny. Never liked me. You like Banner better.
Yeah. I thought that was well written too. Their whole like argument with each other, the whole
conversation. And then when he turns back into the scientist guy, is it Banner? Is that his name?
Bruce Banner.
Banner. Bruce Banner goes, "You like Hulk better?" He's like, "No, man, I always liked you better."
Oh yeah, yeah. He tells him he likes him better. Yeah.
I love Thor. He's such a great character.
Well, especially in Ragnarok. I don't know. That was what always confused me too, because Ragnarok. It's not only it's better in every way possible, but it's also sillier.
It's very silly.
Like just like, how what? Yeah, both one and like one was pretty serious. Two kind of was all dark and stuff, and then three was this like comedy slapstick. Like
yeah,
but it was so good.
Yeah,
it was just like what? How did? I mean, like. What is happening here?
Well, you also had the emotions invested in it, too. Like, you had...
It's almost three different freaking characters, man.
It's just... Yeah, it's great. And then the... You know what also really helped is that all of the side characters were as interesting. So you had the girl who was the...
The Amazonian girl?
The
rebel girl or whatever.
She was the... She's part of the... like, the protection of... His home planet.
Yeah.
Valkyrie.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
She was great.
Not fleshed out, but just, like, you don't have to be fleshed out to be interesting and engaging, you know?
She's a great character to be in there, yeah.
And then you had...
I totally see more of her, yeah.
Yeah, and then you had the side characters you had in the... I keep thinking of it as a prison, but it was, like, the Colosseum kind of place. The big guy and then the little guy. The little guy died, I think. Oh, no, he didn't die, because the guy was carrying around his dead body, and then he, like, moved or something at the end. So that was funny. They were adorable. Who was the bad guy in that? He was pretty boring.
Goldblum? Jeff Goldblum? Was that?
No, oh, no, he was great.
Yeah.
The other bad guy, the bad guy on the home planet that kicked him out. Was that the second movie?
I don't even remember. I'm trying to remember what you're talking about.
It's like the guy he I think. Oh, that was the second movie. That's the one where Loki took over, right?
I know.
Yeah, that was the second movie. Yeah, I didn't like that guy. Anyway.
Now we started watching Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Okay. I have to say, I tried Rick and Morty back when everybody was first talking about it, and I tried It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia back in my Flappers days, and I wanted to like it because they filmed an episode there.
I see it every time. I'm like, that's Flapper! I've done a couple there.
You know what's fun is the brick backdrop that's there? They actually, it wasn't at Flappers before they moved in. It's Always Sunny came and set dressed that brick background, and then they left it there, and Flappers kept it. Yeah,
because it looks cool. Yeah,
yeah. That's funny. Yeah. So anyway, but I never liked shows where people were just mean to each other and did horrible things to each other until I watched BoJack Horseman. So BoJack Horseman was my gateway drug to Rick and Morty and. To being able to enjoy Rick and Morty and It's Always Sunny because I'm not sure why. I just got so used to dark humor and characters doing awful things. Although I will say in BoJack Horseman, it's not because people are bad. It's because or bad or stupid or mean or whatever, which is the case with those other shows. It's that they're so goddamn fucked up. They're just fucked up characters. And, like, especially BoJack does awful things. Awful. Oh, like, he murders someone.
Rick and Morty is insane.
Yeah. But it's also, like, you're not supposed to identify with the characters. Like, there's nobody I watch on Rick and Morty go, that's me. You know? Or It's Always Sunny. Like, that's, none of them are me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not rooting for any of them. But they make me laugh. Like, I always needed to root for somebody when I was watching a TV show before. And then BoJack changed me because I was rooting for him. And then he fucked up too much. And then I stopped rooting for him. Mm. But it was still a great show.
Well, for me, it just depends on my mood. Like, I rarely want to watch a show where it's just about drama. Mm-hmm. You know, like, about conflict. This just bores me. I'm like, but I remember...
You would lie to me. That's all that show is.
That's not the same. I'm talking about, like, that has a real story to it. I'm talking about, like, I don't want to watch shows that just put people in conflict. Like, soap operas and shit, you know?
Uh-huh. What do you think Hell's Kitchen is if it's not a soap opera?
Do you think people really watch Hell's Kitchen? I hate the fucking drama in that show. I like the cooking shit. That always pissed me off. I used to tell people all the time, that and MasterChef, too. But MasterChef has changed, which I'm really glad about. And Hell's Kitchen has, too. It's gotten better, but I used to say that all the time. I'm like, why do they keep fighting constantly? Like, it's about the cooking. Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's why people like the Great British Bake Off, because they're so sweet to each other. There's not, like, that backbiting and, like, drama and shit.
They were forcing it, because they were always, like, the way they would talk to the people, it would be, like, they were pushing conflict.
Yeah.
You know? I was just,
it's
like,
the producers. It's all producer. It's like that Unreal show that we were watching.
Yes. I was going to say, that was the only time I've ever actually watched a show where, like, I hated watching it, but it was so good. It's a show called Unreal. It's horrible.
It's with Shuri Appleby and that girl who's in everything, who is always awesome, but I can't remember her name.
Which girl's that? the boss. The short black-haired girl.
Do you, like,
right?
Recognize her, but you just don't know her name?
She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Was she?
She was Coulson's girlfriend.
Oh.
And then Ward killed her.
Oh.
To get to Coulson. Fucking. It was, and then Coulson killed Ward.
Mm.
That was good shit. Yeah.
Yeah, when Ward turned out to be a bad guy, I was like, what?
They did a great job on that character.
Yeah, and then the show went to shit after that reveal, at least for me.
That's fine. Talk
about
kind of
soap opera.
Yeah. That was
I'm a good guy, now I'm a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a good guy pretending to be a bad guy. I'm a bad guy pretending to be a good guy.
There is some terrible stuff in it, but mostly I loved it.
I'm a quadruple agent. Well, I'm a quintuple agent. I'm an octuple agent.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm a bad guy, pretending to be a good guy, pretending to be a bad guy, pretending to be a good guy, pretending to be a bad guy.
Okay, you're going silly.
Annoying. Yeah, so we got into Rick and Morty. We're on season 4. And then we're... What season are we on?
The final season, too.
Is it?
Sadly. When I saw that, I was like, oh. Because we... Like, it was hard to get into at first, and it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Like,
Jesse had to promise us that he was going to stop burping so much in order to get us to watch it.
We were talking to Jesse before, on our, you know, on our trip on the way.
He loves Rick and Morty.
Yeah. And, I remember when I was first hanging out with him, he was telling me about it, and I said I tried watching a few times. It reminded me of Supergirl. It was the same thing. It took me a few tries to watch Supergirl because I was just like, I cannot watch this. Same thing for Rick and Morty for me, because, like, that first episode, the constant burping is just, I'm just like, can I hear some actual words at some point in this freaking show? Like, can I get a story out of this?
Because,
like,
you have him burping all the time, and then he also does the and then Marty does the It's like, can anybody say a fucking sentence? And they can, but it's the parents and the sister.
It does get better, though. I think after I think even Jesse said it, after, like, the first few episodes, it does get a lot better as far as, because It's the burping is a lot less often. It's still there because it's a part of the character, but at least it's not, like, every minute. Like, that was just insane, man. I was like, who thought this was a good idea? Like, I mean, you write an entire episode full of burps. Like,
I can't believe anybody got through that damn thing.
I know.
You know, but it is good. It is really good. It was hard to get through, but and that's one of those shows where, like, when I'm in the mood, I can super binge it, but when I'm not, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want to watch a full episode because it's just too much. It's just, it's really good, though.
It's a lot.
Like, a full episode feels like a lifetime. Like, it's nuts. And it's only, what, half an hour?
Yeah.
Those stories are crazy. It's a really crazy show. Like, and it's what's funny is because, like, I remember when I just watching it and seeing even the clips and stuff and whatever, and I never understood how it worked, because it always seemed random to me, all the stuff I would see, just little things that people would share, because I didn't know the show, so it always just seemed random to me. So when I was watching the show, I didn't realize that there was going to be, like, a full-blown, ongoing continuation story, and I was so glad about that, because so many shows that are like that, like The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. It's not a continued story, it's just episodes, you know?
Yeah.
But Rick and Morty is an actual, like, full-blown, continued campaign kind of a thing, and it's really damn good.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what I like about Disenchanted, too, because that's also by Matt Groening, and that one is a continued story. And it's funny because I remember, like, I was like, I've rewatched the first couple seasons a couple times, although I was using it to fall asleep. I started watching the third season, and I was like, what are they referencing? I couldn't remember what happened. So I had to go back and rewatch all the seasons. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow, this is, like, an actually really good story. And it builds, and I like Disenchanted.
I liked what I had seen of it, and I just haven't been in the mood to watch it. There's some of the characters I can't stand.
Disenchantment? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple characters where I'm just like, oh, I don't want to watch it because of this freaking person on the
screen. Which one is it?
I don't remember, but I will watch it again when I'm in the mood. Yeah, because it was cool. Like, the first episode, I actually really liked the character, the main character, right away. She's hilarious. I was cracking up that whole, like, escape from the bar and stuff. Uh-huh. It's so funny.
Yeah.
but also at the same time, the main reason I never got, I want to, and I still plan to get into the show, but the main reason I never did is just because Simpsons. Watching Simpsons when I was a kid for 10 years was already enough.
Yeah, I guess, and it's, like, very visually similar. It's just, like, the Simpsons in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
But it's, I think it's, I don't know, I like the story, and I like the, I think it's funny, and I think it's, I think they do a lot of stuff with it that they didn't do on The Simpsons. Because also remember, the main creators left after a certain point. So it was the same characters and the same voice actors, but it was just different writers.
Mm.
I think that's one of the reasons people lost interest, is just the writing wasn't as good.
Well, I mean, it even happened to South Park. Like, it's funny because, like, I'm kind of curious. You never want a show to come to an end. And most good ones last, like, 10 years, you know, average, like, around 10 years. So the fact, I couldn't believe it, because I didn't really pay attention. I hadn't watched South Park in a long time or whatever, because it was we no longer had Comedy Central, and I didn't have it on, I think they removed it from Hulu at some point, because it used to be on Hulu, and then they took it off Hulu.
Yeah, once I remember
Hulu, I stopped watching it. But then there was some point where I was looking at it, and I was like, wait, there's 24 seasons of South Park? And I remember thinking, too, because it was like, seasons 19 through 22, I hated.
Oh, really?
I was just like, this has to stop. You're killing the show. This is fucking horrible. And then it got a, like, so, like, and then the after 22 through 24, I think it's season 24. I don't remember for sure, but I think it's around there. But, I gave it another chance. I was watching some, and I was like, oh, I actually like this. And then I noticed, so, like, some episodes I really like, and then other episodes I'm like, So what I noticed about that was, like, it just got old, you know, because you can only remake fun of the same shit for so long.
Yeah, and the kids just stay in third grade the whole time.
Do they? Move from different grades. I think they do.
Do they get older? I don't think they. I think they
they're still kids, but
I think they did they graduate.
They didn't grow 20 years,
didn't they? Right? Yeah. Didn't they graduate from third grade once, and then the next season they were back in third grade?
Maybe, I don't remember. That's so funny. Yeah, they definitely didn't. I mean, for them, you know, it's like dog years and stuff, right? Like, they just have different years. Their 20 years to them is like, you know, 1 year or whatever.
Maybe it's like every year they're in third grade is like supposed to represent that year for if like in an alternate universe, each character was a year, had been born a year later, then this would be their third grade year.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a theory. I'm getting tired.
Yeah. Did you want to watch Rick and Morty? Or...
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so I guess we're going to go now. And I apologize again for the beginning. I think it was like 20 minutes we spoke. We were sitting
here.
It was
here. At least, yeah. Yeah,
and I didn't realize that the damn, you know, I was on the wrong channel. I'm an idiot. Oh my gosh, I got it. I remember that next time. Anyways, so we'll talk to you later, I guess.
Okay, thank you for joining the Poor Rikes. We're not so poor anymore, but we haven't changed the name of the podcast yet. The Poor Rikes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, not so poor.
Not so poor.
We should call it the Not So Poor Rikes.
Ooh.
Like, just have, like, a little arrow saying not well, so after.
We would have to do, like, all new thingies.
Nah.
Because I can't change the actual name on some of those.
Oh, that's fine. We'll just change the logo.
Well, okay, there you go. That actually makes sense. We'll just change the logo. That works. Anyways, all right. Bye-bye.